5 years ago, only one needle exchange operated in Colorado, and it was illegal.
Boulder County Health Department has been operating the first syringe exchange program in the state of Colorado for over 25 years.
That's Jeff Basinger, the director of the Western Colorado AIDS Project, known as WestCAP. It's based in Grand Junction. Intravenous or IV drug users can come here to exchange dirty needles for clean ones. In Colorado, these sites also offer rapid HIV and hepatitis C testing and referrals for substance abuse, health issues, and social services. Now, there are 7 of these exchanges across the state.
Yeah, it was not legal the first 20 years of its operation. However, law enforcement and government in Boulder County understood the science behind it and supported it completely.
Basinger says back in the early 90s, there wasn't enough support from public health officials and lawmakers for programs like the one in Boulder. Opponents worried it would encourage drug use. It wasn't until 2010 that the Colorado legislature passed a controversial law allowing syringe exchanges if county health boards approved them. Democratic Senator Pat Stedman of Denver sponsored the bill. He says it made no sense to ban the facilities.
This is not good public health policy because it discourages people from using clean syringes. It encourages people to share and reuse dirty syringes. And that's how bloodborne communicable diseases are spread.
At least 17 states and the District of Columbia have laws that permit needle exchanges. Indiana is the most recent to join this list. State funding, grants, and private donations support Colorado's programs, but a congressional ban prevents them from receiving federal dollars.
So we're, right now, we're getting ready for syringe exchange. So we are stocking the exchange and testing room for walk-in hours today.
Shannon Robinson is a prevention coordinator with WestCAP. The organization runs the only exchange in this part of the state. It serves 22 counties. Basinger says IV drug use has been a problem for years in rural Colorado. Local data on the number of people using these drugs is hard to come by. But Basinger says last year, 75% of the exchange's participants used meth and 25% used heroin, prescription, or other drugs. This year, they're seeing a significant increase in heroin and prescription drugs.
It's very obvious, actually, the per capita rates of people who use injection drugs in rural areas is higher than it is even in urban areas. So it's very underground. It's a very high-need community.
In its first year, the Grand Junction Exchange enrolled 70 people. Now in its second year, the number of participants has doubled. Operators say they worry they don't have enough money or supplies to keep up. Robinson, the prevention coordinator, says the facility is only open 2 days a week because it doesn't have enough funding to go full-time.
This is a way for people to get, say, off the streets if they're homeless, help them get housing, help them get a primary care doctor, help with little things, and all of those baby steps lead up to helping people live productive, what we want to call normal, but, you know, what I'd say an average life.
It used to be illegal in Colorado for a person to carry a clean or dirty syringe without a prescription. It was punishable with up to 10 days jail time per needle. When the state approved exchanges, only those who enrolled were exempt from those penalties. And now a new state law will change that. It decriminalizes carrying a new or used syringe, even if it has drug residue in it. However, users must first tell responders or law enforcement that they have it. The new law does not allow people to carry drugs or other paraphernalia. It also directs needle exchanges to educate people about the new exemption. Senator Stedman sponsored the bill.
There's a lot of stigma and fear that accompanies the injection drug-using population. And they generally are not happy to see law enforcement officers. They're not happy if they're asked to consent to a search. Instead, we can have a situation where they have an incentive to disclose and make sure everyone stays safer.
Stedman says the goal of the bill is to prevent accidental needle sticks, which could spread diseases like HIV and hepatitis C. He's pleased the bill passed, but says the state and country still have a lot of work to do when it comes to instituting more rational drug policies.
Addiction is a medical condition, and we ought to be using medicine and science to respond to it rather than the criminal law and jails and prisons.
WestCAP says the agency doesn't advertise its syringe exchange. All of its growth the past 2 years has come from participants telling others about its services. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.